The Mitzvah discusses this at length in a few places. He uses, obviously, a lot of verses of Kabbalah and Chassidus. Mitzvah explains what is the idea of Galus. Right? We're talking about that the exiles are gathered because of the Chus of Mishnais. What is the purpose of Galus? What happens during Galus? So the purpose of during Galus, there's the fact that the Yidden have to be mavared in Yitzoytis, right? No, Chassidus explains the exiles, the Yidden were scattered over the whole world in order to refine, to elevate the different sparks. Then there's also the aspect of Galus that the Yidden are separated one from another. They're spread apart. Usually when you have a body, you have a hand and a foot, and they're all working together. There's a, you know, there's certain, everything is together. But in Galus, they're all chveis, this Yid ends up here, this Yid ends up there. So he explains like this. He says, Mishnayis, learning Mishnayis, has a power, first of all, that it's mevarad in Nitzotzes. It elevates the spark. So Chassidus discusses a lot. I mean, there's a birur ha-Nitzotzes. We know there's many different aspects of elevating the sparks. A lot of it, you know, is through Yizavoy, that he has to work hard with himself and so on and so forth. But there is a level that of through a Yid learning Torah. And Torah says, this is kosher and this is treif. This is allowed, and that's not allowed. That itself causes a separation between good and bad. When you have, the Rebbe speaks about it in the Geras HaKodesh Simuch Avav, in many places in Chassidus, that through learning Torah, there's a very strong amount, a very strong level of the elevation of the sparks that's done through learning Torah. Torah, particularly Mishnah, because Mishnah is halacha l'maisa. In Pilpul, there's always room for an opposite opinion, but Allah l'maisa, this is kosher, this is treif. So when you have here a mixture of good and bad in the world, by Torah saying, this is okay, this is not okay, you separate the two. The good gets separated from the bad, the good is recognizable on its own, and the bad becomes separated, you know, and dealt with on its own. So through learning Mishnah, you know, so that the six Sidrei Mishnah have particular koyach in separating good from bad. There's another nekuda, he says, through learning Mishnah, he explains the Shedish of Yidden, the conceptual amount of neshamas is 600,000 neshamas. The 600,000 neshamas start from number 6, just each one gets, Noach Siddus explains that the completion of each number is when it turns into 10, and that 10 turns into another 10, and so on and so forth, so you end up with 600,000. But the root souls, in a certain sense, starts with the number 6. That's why you have 600,000 neshamas, Yidden that left Mitzrayim. Through the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, it affects the neshamas in a way that it unites all the different neshamas together. So not only does it have the koyach to be mevarad in Nitzaytis, to refine the sparks, but it also has the koyach that it connects all neshamas together. So both aspects of Galus are pichsidus, side the aspect of Galus that were in Galus to elevate the sparks in the world, and side the aspect of Galus that even themselves, so to say, are spread apart, we affect the rectification of the sparks and the connection of Yidden through Limud of Mishnah.